Good morning, everyone.
Morning, Peter.
Merry Christmas Eve and a Merry Christmas for tomorrow. This morning, I want to talk about the three G's of Christmas: giving, gratitude, and God. Now, whenever we get around this time of year, whether you're a Christian or not, everyone's talking about the Christmas spirit. What does it look like? What is it? Who has it? All these things. And it almost becomes kind of a competition. Oh, I'm going to have more Christmas spirit than you. I'm going to be more generous, or I'm going to be more giving, or I'm going to be more unselfish. But in actuality, all it is everything we do is because of God. And as I go through this, each section will explain more and more how it relates back to God and Jesus' birth. So I'm going to start off with giving, and if you'll turn with me to Proverbs 11, 25. Thank you to those who read the scriptures. Proverbs 11, 25 says, A generous man will prosper. He who refreshes others will be himself refreshed. I'm also going to read Psalms 37, 4. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Now these two go together with me, for the giving, because it's about the heart's desire. God's going to give us our heart's desire. Now, we may not know what our heart's desire is, but whenever we think about giving, that's pretty much, except for Jesus Christ, which was the ultimate gift, giving us what we don't even know we need, our heart's desire, is immeasurably great. No one can comprehend that, because only God knows truly what our heart's desires are. And being generous, a man will prosper. Proverbs, it's the whole give and take. If you're generous, God will bless you more, and you can continue to be generous. 2 Corinthians 9:11. It was just read for us. Thank you. And I'm going to keep coming back to this because it ties into all of my points. I'm going to reread it. You will be made rich in every way so that you can be generous. Now let's stop right there. Just a second ago in Proverbs, it said that a generous man will be prosperous. So if you think about this, God's going to give us what we need. And if we are generous and give away and take care of others, He's only going to continue to bless us. Going on every occasion, and through your generosity, it will result in thanksgiving to God. There's that tie back to God, that if you do this, God's going to do this. And so if you look at the give and take, it's all about give and take. You know, Christmas is a lot, everyone's emphasizing giving presents to others and, oh, I'm going to get the biggest gift or I'm going to give people the best gift. But sometimes we get stuck in this mentality of, ooh, what am I going to get? I wonder how I can figure out what this present is under the tree for me. Ooh, that's a big one. I hope it's for me. We forget that it's not just about us and that it's about Jesus Christ. Proverbs 21:26. All day long he craves for more, but the righteous give without sparing. This verse kind of sums up kids, and even some adults for me, around Christmas. All day long he craves for more. When you were a kid, and for those of us who are still kids, Christmas for us is a magical time. It's not a birthday. It's not something that's centered around us. It's something that's universal that almost everyone either knows what is or celebrates. And so whenever you look at this verse, it really makes me stop and think. All day long he craves for more. And that a lot of Bible verses to me kind of have a negative and then a positive, or a positive and then a negative. And for me, this is the negative. He craves for more. And I feel like that's our incessant humanness to want more and to get that biggest gift, or that shiniest gift, or that most brand new iPhone, whatever. I don't know what it is. But the second part of that says, but the righteous give without sparing. Now, the negative was about getting, but the positive was about giving. See, it's about the mentality of getting and giving at Christmas time. And to go back to what those two things were saying, giving isn't exclusive to one or two times a year. Yes, it's a custom, it's tradition that we give people gifts on Christmas or on their birthdays or even sometimes anniversaries or other holidays. But to read these verses and to not think that giving is a year-round thing is not right. It is something that all Christians and everyone should do. They should constantly be giving. And as you're going through your year, sometimes giving isn't just about gifts. It's not always about presents that are wrapped that you bought and spent time getting for that person. Sometimes it's money. People need monetary needs and fulfilling that. Or sometimes it's your time. I spent my best day I probably spent all month with Joe helping him build tall tunnel. And it was great. I had so much fun. We got what we needed to get done. And it was one of the best experiences I've ever had. And that was just me giving my time and what little knowledge I had from my job to help him out. And that's giving. Giving doesn't have to be a event. It can be just something small. We give it and we make it this big deal in our society that, oh, wow, you're going to give this person something? That's so cool. You're so awesome and everything. But it can be something as simple as, hey, I'm going to McDonald's. You want a drink? See, people don't think about the little stuff. I'm going to move on to my next point, which is gratitude. And you know, it's about the attitude of gratitude or thankfulness. 2 Corinthians 4:15. All this is for your benefit, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. Now, this passage is talking about the resurrection and all those things, but I really like how it says that the thanksgiving will overflow to the glory of God. That makes me think that whenever it is that time and we're getting gifts and we're all these things and we're giving, that being thankful for those things and showing our thankfulness is glorifying God. See, whenever you get stuff, you're usually like, oh, this is so cool, and you get so absorbed into it so quickly that you forget that there was someone who took the time, the effort, maybe the money to find that gift that they thought you would love, that they thought you would use, and buy that. Then they took the time to hide it from you so that you had no clue it was coming. And trust me, I'm a snooper, so I know how hard it can be to hide stuff sometimes. Then they wrapped it so that they could have an element of surprise. And then they took the time to seek you out, whether it's on your birthday, which is a special day for you, whether it's on Christmas, which is the day of the Lord's, we celebrate the Lord's birth, or whether it's just another day of the year. And they took that time to then seek you out, give it to you, so that they could see the joy in your heart and the love in your eyes as you open that gift that they worked so hard to give you. I love the whole part of this verse where it says, it's all for your benefit. Now, don't get me wrong. I love that people enjoy their gifts and that they can enjoy Christmas and all these things. But whenever you think about it, does benefit equal more things? Or is benefit getting maybe what you need, not necessarily what you want, like socks or shoes, if you're lacking in those areas? Like, I wore my favorite pair of shoes. I wore them holes in the ground. And so what I needed for Christmas was a brand new pair of shoes. And hopefully that's what I'll get. A wink, wink, nudge, nudge. But that's not, it's not about getting what you want. It's about getting what you need and giving other people the gift that they need and that they will use. I know my mom. My mom drinks 7,000 pots of coffee a day. That's exaggeration. But if I got her something that she would see every time she drank coffee, like a mug or something like that, or if I got her coffee, that's something I know she would use and something she would appreciate in her everyday life. And whenever she sees that, she'd think, whoa, my son took the time to think about what I like, then bought something that goes along with that, and had the thoughtfulness to relate it into my interests. The song, Thank You, Lord, for Loving Me. I love that song. The lyrics are very simple, clean cut, and to the point. Thank you, Lord, for loving me, and thank you, Lord, for blessing me. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul and making me whole. I want to thank you, Lord. And that song, if you think about it, if you've ever heard the song in four parts, there's a lot of moving parts and everything, but the words are the same. The words still mean what the words mean. Thank you, Lord, for blessing me. You gave me what I need. You gave me in my everyday life my necessities. And sometimes we forget about that at Christmas. Sometimes we get stuck up in the biggest, shiniest things. When for Christmas, for other people in other countries, is getting food, clothing, shelter maybe even. Those little things that we think are necessities for life. I have a friend, when we lived out with him there in the boonies, some of y'all came out to that house, we didn't have any Wi-Fi, they were like, what am I supposed to do? There's no Wi-Fi, I can't check my Instagram, my Twitter, things are happening, I don't know about it. And I'm like, calm down. Just be quiet, be still, and enjoy the company of the people around you, and enjoy God's presence. The Lord has given us everything we have. And I had the Bible verse, and I accidentally pulled out my tab, so I'm sorry. But there's a Bible verse that talks about, you have been given, so freely you shall give. Everything we have is the Lord's, and we need to remember that. We need to not be selfish. We need to let our things be given out and become full and prosperous to the glory of God. Which brings me to my last point, which is celebrating Christ's birth. I don't actually know the date that Christ was born for two reasons. One, it's not recorded, to my knowledge. I'm very young, don't know a lot of things. And two, they use a completely different calendar system than we do. It was weird. But there's a statistic that I saw, and it made me think, whether this is true or not, it just made me stop and think. And it said that on Christmas, or around Christmas time, people who are non-believers are more likely to feel closer to God or believe that there is a God around the Christmas time. And it was only trumped by one thing, which was loss, which I can understand. That's a very humbling thing. But if you think about it, Christmas has almost been turned into a time of year where people, whether they believe in God or not, are free to talk about God. I was talking to my friend who, we talk about religion all the time because I'm a Christian and I love God and I'm very active. And she's very, well, I don't really know if I have a faith or anything like that. And I'm just like, well, let's talk about it. And I'm not pushy or anything. I'm just like, how it lays out. And we were talking about Christmas and everything, and she was like, well, I always knew that God had something to do with Christmas, but I don't understand how. And I was like, well, let me tell you about Jesus Christ. And I told her about the birth of Jesus and everything, and so this statistic, it almost clicked. At the same time I saw this statistic, this person was like, well, tell me about God and how it connects to Christmas. It's like a segue. Christmas and giving and gratitude and the Christmas spirit is a great segue into, well, why do we celebrate it as Christians? Giving and gratitude is our... I can't read my own handwriting. Oh, goodness. Our mentality?
Oh!
I got you. Okay, so giving and gratitude go together because, like in 2 Corinthians 9:11, told you I was going to come back to that. You will be made rich in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion. That goes to what I said about giving year-round, about being generous because everything we have was given to us by the Lord. And then, through your generosity, it will result in thanksgiving to God. Like I've been saying, it's the give and take. The whole reason I wanted to talk about giving and gratitude, because I've heard sermons about giving on Christmas and how we should be unselfish, and how we should give what we can and how we can. And I hear that. And but then I've also heard sermons talking about being thankful for what you get and not being picky or not complaining, which I don't know why would anyone keep complaining for something that's free. But that's just me. And being gratuitous and thankful on Christmas. But you oftentimes don't hear them put together. It's usually one focus or the other. And I thought that they went hand in hand. Especially on Christmas. Because when you think about it, don't you kind of feel bad when someone gets you this great gift and it's perfect and it's what you wanted, all those things, and you got them something like secondhand that you didn't really think that you had to get last minute because you didn't think about it? Doesn't that kind of, it puts a pit in my stomach. I don't know about you guys, because I feel bad because I didn't get them the best thing I could get. And it's not necessarily about the most expensive thing or the newest thing or the best thing, but it's about getting something that they'll use and something that they will appreciate and remember you by. So that almost enforces the whole giving is gratitude, because when you give someone something and they give you something, for me, I give people presents, and my whole thought is, wow, you care about me enough to give me a present? Well, of course I'm going to get you a present because I'm so thankful that you care enough to do this for me. My parents, growing up, Christmas has always been very special. It's way, I could never sleep on Christmas night. I think every year I lose the most sleep on Christmas night because I'm just like, is it 5 o'clock? Can I go dropkick mom and dad now? I'm just like looking at a clock every 5 minutes. It's like a wash pot never boils. Christmas time never moves on Christmas night. That's how Santa does it. Every minute is an hour. You're just like, why can't I get up yet? But I was always taught to be thankful for everything that I got. And I always was. Whether it was socks, or a new video game, or 1 year I got this really cool waterproof Bible that I use to this day. And I was always thankful. And then I'd go back to school, and my friends would be like, oh, darn, I didn't get blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, but you got this, and isn't that pretty cool? And they're like, yeah, but it wasn't this. And I was just like, hold on a second. This is not about getting what you want or getting the most expensive thing. It's about the people who took the time and the money to get that for you and give that to you and be generous towards you. And my friends always stop and they're like, well, why do you say that? You didn't get blah, blah, blah for Christmas. And I'm like, okay, guess God didn't think I needed it. Guess he thinks I needed something else more. And God can work in great ways during Christmas, especially considering it's the time of year when people are talking about God and how it connects to Christ's birth. And it just astounds me sometimes, the lack of gratitude that people have in this society today. It just astounds me. And so that's why this whole giving and gratitude go together. Because on Christmas, you think, if you gave someone a gift and they open it and they were like, oh, I got you. There's a little video out there. And it's this little boy, great, super happy Christmas morning, opens up this gift, unwraps it, and it's an avocado. Just an avocado. And he goes, "Oh, an avocado. Thanks." And just kind of sets it aside. And sometimes I feel like that's how we are on Christmas. "Oh, socks. Again. Thanks." But isn't that kind of how you feel sometimes when you get those things that aren't super cool? I know I have felt that way. But then I think about, well, this person thought I needed this and spent their hard-earned money to buy it for me. I want to talk about one more thing. I learned a big lesson last summer. Some of you know about, I had a job and everything, and I was doing manual labor, and I was out working in the field and stuff, and it was great. I learned so much. I needed it. It got me in shape. It was great. But the biggest lesson I learned was the value of money. I took my first paycheck, and I took two of my sisters out to Mexican. And I did the math, and one Mexican meal for three people is worth, I think it was 10 hours in the field. That's not a good ratio for me. But then I take this gift that I bought someone else with the same money that I earned last summer, and I think this was 10 hours in the field, and I think I'm happy, I am willing, and I want to give this time and money that I put into this to this person. That's how much I care about them. And so having that realization of how much money is worth, and especially whenever you get money as a gift, that's really awesome and everything. But sometimes you don't appreciate the value of money that's given to you as much as the value of money that you had to work, either in the field or at McDonald's dealing with the cranky old lady who hasn't had her coffee yet, or is at Walmart stocking stuff, loading trucks. It's all in perspective. It's all about perspective. And so as you're sitting there Christmas morning, opening those gifts that people have spent the time and money and effort to get you, remember how much those people care about you and how much God has influenced that. And be gratuitous. Thank them. And make sure that you remember God as you go through this next week or however long you're out of work or school. And remember, every day, just say, "Thank you, Lord, for blessing me enough to be generous and give to others. And thank you for blessing those who were able to give to me." If you would, please stand and come forward if you feel it in your heart as we sing.